Sexual promiscuity is a trait common to human behavior, yes? There's a fresh answer to that question, if you need one, from Mrs. Tiger Woods. It's something many heterosexuals practice, and many homosexuals are promiscuous too. Such news can come as no surprise to any lucid adult, straight or gay. So, with that said, A Single Man is a new film from the 1964 novel of the same title that, although the author was a promiscuous, openly gay man, deals less with promiscuity than it does about a closeted gay Englishman in Los Angeles during the early 60s. The film shows George, played by Colin Firth, going through a routine day, coping with the news that his younger male companion, Jim, played by Matthew Good, has been killed in an auto crash. George is a literature professor at an L.A. university, autobiographically at about the same time the author, Christopher Isherwood, was teaching at UCLA. George's predicament is given early in the film when he's told by an anonymous family representative of the dead companion that he, George, is not welcome at Jim's funeral. George really does love Jim. The men have had a close, rewarding relationship, George the teacher, Jim the architect. George also has another older and almost as close a connection with Charlie, a single woman, played by Julianne Moore. She lives nearby. George and Charlie were lovers earlier in their lives before he became certain of his sexual orientation. A Single Man spends most of its time alone with George and his flashbacks and fantasies and what the hell he's going to do with his loss. He's not what you could call a young man any longer. Colin Firth is spot on as George. With his fashionable 60s horn-rimmed glasses and haircut, he's somewhat the reminiscent figure William Holden cut in his heyday as one of Hollywood's leading men. But unlike Holden, Firth brings off the subtle role of George hauntingly fey and unforgettable. Awards, anyone? Julianne Moore, for me, is nigh on to magnificent in her rather brief display as George's shoulder to cry on. Her slightly tired beauty here combines two unlikely qualities, the sweet and the raw. Miss Moore gives a memorable performance. Other awards, anyone? The scene with Charlie and George dancing in her living room in a bubbly two-person celebration made me think of the same intense facial expressions and close-ups of Elizabeth Taylor and Montgomery Clift in A Place in the Sun. That film's indelible sequence, of course, pregnant with legendary backstory. Precipitated by Jim's untimely death, the professor has a glancing yet consequential encounter with Kenny, one of his male students. Nicholas Holt is convincing as the perceptive college youth who casts another autobiographical shadow in A Single Man, that being the person author Isherwood partnered with in Los Angeles. Texas-born fashionista Tom Ford has written an excellent script and directs his first film here. Ford, who outed himself during his Studio 54 days, has, I would suppose, the proper touch for this jolting but quiet story just at the threshold of America's gay liberation movement. Isherwood is known for an earlier work titled Goodbye to Berlin and its character Sally Bowles, the name of the woman Liza Minnelli played in Cabaret and won her the 1972 Best Actress Oscar. Literary luminary Aldous Huxley was a professional friend with author Isherwood. Another well-done scene in A Single Man shows George giving an extemporaneous lecture to his class about the emotion of fear as it relates to Huxley's novel After Many a Summer. Firth's powerful fear speech is even more relevant for now than in the film setting of an early 60s California classroom. Part of the soundtrack music echoes back to the early 80s French film Diva that centered on a haunting aria from Alfredo Contalini's opera La Wally. It's one of those operatic melodies that never leaves the mind's ear and will be instantly recognized by buffs who saw Diva. Many films that deal with male homosexuality are soft porn, made to arouse. A Single Man isn't one of those, even though it's clear what kind of association these men have. No explicit nudity, and only one low-keyed scene of warm affection between Firth and Good. It's not the reason for Ford's film. I don't want to say precisely what the point is, because I'd have to reveal the ending. So I'll just sneak up a bit on what the film means to me in hopes of titillating you in a non-libidinous way. Besides connecting to the aforementioned After Many a Summer, A Single Man resonates with a novella also written in the 30s by Albert Camus that was the precursor to Camus' acclaimed The Stranger. As unlikely as it may seem, the novella is titled A Happy Death, a story not about any kind of sex whatsoever. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.